said, "Hi there, Angel Face. How did things go today?"
She held Kisser away from the refrigerator with her foot while she put away milk cartons and vegetables. Mrs. Schultz was good at standing on one foot because 5 mornings a week she taught exercise classes to overweight women.
"Mrs. Leaper is nice, sort of," began Maggie. "Except she didn't make me a monitor, and she put Joanne at a different table."
"Too bad," said Mrs. Schultz. Maggie continued.
"Courtney sits on one side of me, and Kelly on the other, and that Kirby Jones, who sits across from me, kept pushing the table into my stomach."
"And what did you do?" Mrs. Schultz was taking eggs out of a carton and setting them in the white plastic egg tray in the refrigerator.
"Pushed it back."
Maggie thought a moment before she said,
"Mrs. Leaper said we are going to have a happy third grade."
"That's nice." Mrs. Schultz smiled as she closed the refrigerator, but Maggie was doubtful about a teacher who forecast happiness. How did she know? Still, Maggie wanted her teacher to be happy.
"Kisser needs exercise," Mrs. Schultz said. "Why don't you take him outside and give him a workout?"
Maggie's mother thought everyone, dogs included, needed exercise. Maggie enjoyed chasing Kisser around the backyard, ducking, dodging, and throwing a dirty tennis ball, wet with dog spit, for him until he collapsed, panting, and she was out of breath from running and laughing. Refreshed and much more cheerful, Maggie was flipping through television channels with a remote control, trying to find funny commercials, when her father came home from work.
"Daddy! Daddy!" she cried, running to meet him.
He picked her up, kissed her, and asked,
"How's my Goldilocks?"
When he set her down, he kissed his wife.
"Tired?"
Mrs. Schultz asked.
"Traffic gets worse every day," he answered.
"Was it your turn to make the coffee?"
demanded Maggie.
"That's right,"
grumped Mr. Schultz, half pretending. Other than talking with people who came to see him, Maggie did not really understand what her father did in his office. She did know he made coffee every other day because Ms. Madden, his secretary, said she did not go to work in an office to make coffee. He should take his turn. Ms. Madden was such an excellent secretary, one who could spell, punctuate, and type, that Mr. Schultz put up with his share of coffee making. Maggie found this so funny that she always asked about the coffee.
"Did Ms. Madden send me a present?" Maggie asked.
Her father's secretary often sent Maggie a little present. A tiny bottle of shampoo from a hotel, a free sample of perfume, and once, an eraser shaped like a duck. Maggie felt grown up when she wrote thank you notes on their home computer.
"Not today."
Mr. Schultz tousled Maggie's hair and went to change into his jogging clothes. When dinner was on the table and the family, exercised, happy, and hungry, was seated, Maggie chose the right moment to break her big news.
"We start cursive this week," she said,
with a gusty sigh that was supposed to impress her parents with the hard work that lay ahead. Instead, they laughed. Maggie was annoyed. Cursive was serious. She tossed her hair, which was perfect for tossing, waving, and curling to her shoulders, the sort of hair that made women say, "What wouldn't you give for hair like that?" Or, in sad voices, "I used to have hair that color."
"Don't look so gloomy," said Maggie's father. "You'll survive."
"How did he know?" Maggie scowled, still hurting from being laughed at, and said,
"Cursive is dumb. It's all wrinkled and stuck together, and I can't see why I am supposed to do it."
This was a new thought that popped into her mind that moment.
"Because everyone writes cursive," said Mrs. Schultz. "Or almost everybody."
"But I can write print, or I can use the computer," said Maggie,
arguing mostly just to be arguing. "I'm sure you'll enjoy cursive once you start," said Mrs. Schultz in that brisk, positive way that always made Maggie feel contrary. "I will not enjoy it," thought Maggie, and she said,
"All those loops and squiggles, I don't think I'll do it."